Hey everybody, it's January 31st. This is the Morning Crunch Wrap, and I am your host, Nate Darling. Here's what caught my eye this morning. It's a headline from TMZ. Jury award Senator Rand Paul $580,000 in neighbor attack lawsuit. That's right, Senator Rand Paul was just awarded over $500,000 because he won his lawsuit against his neighbor who beat him up, and he came up big in damages. The U.S. Senator from Kentucky was awarded $580,000 in total damages and medical expenses by a jury of his peers in Bowling Green. Here's the breakdown. The jury reportedly deliberated for about 2 hours before reaching their decision. $375,000 in punitive damages, $200,000 for pain and suffering, and $7,834 for medical expenses. As TMZ reported, Senator Paul sued his neighbor Rene Boucher last summer after the 2017 attack. Paul said Boucher had tackled him from behind during a heated argument that stemmed from a landscaping issue. Boucher was upset that Rand Paul kept leaving debris on his property. Senator Paul suffered 6 broken ribs from the attack. Boucher had already pled guilty in a criminal case and served 30 days in jail. Now he's got to deal with the judgment, which his legal team says they are going to appeal. Now, this is a story that we've been following on the Nate Darling Show since it first broke. Rand Paul also got a hernia out of the situation, for which he is going to a private Canadian hospital to get it fixed. Apparently, it's a hernia specialty center. Okay, let's crunch wrap it. The first thing about this, that is a lot of money. Punitive damages, $375,000. $200,000 for pain and suffering? Wow. Was Rand Paul actually leaving debris on that guy's property? So did his actions precipitate this? Was he asking for it? I mean, if it were anybody but a rich white guy, we would be asking, is he asking for it? So I think it's important that we ask that. The next thing that sort of came to my mind was, what was the goal here? I mean, what's your goal in suing your neighbor like that? Now, clearly you've provoked him to the point where he has resorted to physical violence, which is not okay. But does Rand Paul really need $580,000 to handle all of this? Whether he needs it or not, he's been awarded it. But what was his goal? Was his goal to get the guy so bankrupted that he would not be able to live next door? So, I mean, I guess you don't get to choose your neighbors unless you drive them out in that way, shape, or form. And I think the final question I had was, is it wrong that I laughed when I first heard about the story? I mean, you're talking about two middle-aged dudes getting into a fight over landscaping. I'm guessing it happens more often than one would like to think, and usually it doesn't end up with almost $600,000 in damages in a lawsuit. So, first of all, you can't go around issuing beatdowns. That's just not okay. We don't live in a day and age when it's okay to just do that. As Doug Llewellyn used to say, don't take the law into your own hands. You take them to court. The people's court. Although the people's court, I think, had like $1,000 limit on judgments. So, or $5,000. Either way, this is way beyond people's court images. But interesting how this all goes. But I don't know how this would sort of fly with the normal average Kentucky voter. Do they take the senator's side, or are they like, hey, what's going on here? I guess we'll find out the next election cycle. So I think the main takeaway from this is the rich sort of get richer. I'm sure the guy next door has got decent money because he's in a pretty good neighborhood. The second takeaway from this is don't go issuing beatdowns to people, even if you think they deserve it. Even if really, if you polled 10 of your friends, they'd go, yeah, that guy deserves an ass kicking. Not okay. We live in a civilized society and we have to obey those rules. But still, $580,000 is a crazy amount of money. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap. Can I get some attention?
There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy, your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information.